Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I assist you today?
Yes, this is Robert Saunders. I was expecting a delivery of a dishwasher over the weekend, and apparently it was postponed, and I was to hear from somebody from Best Buy today about the delivery. Haven't heard a word.
All right, sir, it's the telephone number we're speaking on associated with the order.
915-588-0990.
Thank you. One moment. All right, Mr. Saunders, I do apologize for that hold. Could you verify the address for me, please, sir?
4725 Skylark Way, El Paso, Texas, 79922.
All right, thanks for verifying that. And I have a Best Buy installation that has not been rescheduled yet.
Why is that? It was originally scheduled to be delivered on the 27th, which was a Saturday. I even got a phone call message, a voicemail, saying on the 24th I received a voicemail saying that they were scheduling it for Saturday, the 27th. Or no, excuse me, the 26th, Saturday. And
Yes,
I
that's the last
called,
date that I see.
and turns out the place was closed. No one was working. So how did we make it from there? And then I was told that I would be getting in touch with somebody today to reschedule. So I'm making this call because it seems like I'm reaching out to you and no one's reaching back. I want to know when I'm going to get it installed on my dishwasher. It was promised on the 26th.
All right, sir, the soonest date that I could have it rescheduled for will be the 30th of December. That's Wednesday.
What time?
I don't have a time frame at the moment of scheduling. You're going to receive an automated call on tomorrow that's going to provide that time frame.
All right. Is there a manager I can speak to? Because I'm very disappointed with the service I'm getting, and it seems like we went from Saturday to now Wednesday, and who knows, I'll get a phone call whenever that install time is. I mean, this is very haphazardly conducted. I don't understand. I'd like to lodge a formal complaint. This, I don't know what I can do, but this is not good.
Okay. So you said that the service, you said the technician's office was closed on the 26th?
Apparently, something was closed because they tried to reach out, text, and email, tried to call, no answer, no response. And I called back a couple hours later. This was on Saturday around 5:30 in the afternoon. And I said, "No one has called me. What's the deal?" Well, no one at your office could reach anybody. And then it turns out after a couple hours waiting, I call back and they say, "Oh, the place is closed. There's no one working today. And you'll hear from them on Monday. Oh, I haven't heard anything from anybody except my phone call to you.
Okay.
And I'd like to know why I can't get a straightforward answer from everybody.
All right, sir. Well, the soonest that I could reschedule it again is for the 30th, and you'll receive an automated call tomorrow that's going to provide that time frame. Are you still requesting to speak with us?
About getting them in.
Yeah. Okay, sir,
I did answer the question.
I
know what's going on.
Okay, as I explained to you, I rescheduled it for the 30th. That's the soonest that I could reschedule it on today.
I got that.
All right, so you're wanting to speak to a supervisor because of them not following through on the 26th.
Yeah, I want to know why I'm getting the runaround, and I can't get a definitive answer except for this phone call. And even this, who knows if I'll get the automated phone call or not.
Well, the order has been scheduled, so you will receive that time frame phone call.
But it hadn't been scheduled unless I'd called. That's my point. No one bothers to reach out to me to go, oh, we missed our mark on the 26th. Let's go ahead and call them on the 28th and find out what's going on, and we can reschedule. No, I have to reach out again. And once again, I'm getting you'll get an automated call answer.
Because we do not have time frames at the moment of scheduling, sir. That's the only reason why the automated call comes out.
You're missing my point. No one reached out to me to reschedule.
I understand that, and I apologize that no one reached out to you, but I rescheduled it for you, and you're still wanting more.
I want to speak to a manager, and I'm yet to get that.
Okay. All right, is there anything else I could assist with today on my end?
Just get me to a supervisor, please.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for calling XBL. Transferring you now. Have a good day.